I want to continue here, but relate to the word of life.
Als Geist und als Leben, es scheint.
The word shines as spirit and as life.
Wenn wir das Wort lesen oder es hören und es mit Glauben vermengen,
if we mix the word with faith and we apply it when it speaks to us,
der Geist, dieses Wort, das wir gelesen haben, benutzen kann, um uns zu erinnern,
when the word can remind us of the words that we've spoken, when he in the situations reminds us of the word, and when I am obedient with my heart, from heart, then that word will shine forth. Then the Lord will testify with the word, to the word which we speak, in which I believe, in which I follow. And that's a word of life.
Die ganze Schrift ist Gott gehaucht.
And the whole scripture is God breathed.
Wenn wir die Schrift im Geist lesen,
if we read the scripture in spirit, then that indwelling spirit has a repertoire. He has a repertoire of different words to lead us in the different situations, and that we can shine through that word of life, and we shine as lights in the world. I became more hungry to know that word of life more. I want to give that spirit more opportunities to speak, and that through the word that dwells in me. So the word is so precious.
Dann lesen wir zusammen in Vers 19 bis Vers 21.
So we read now verse 19 to 21.
Ich hoffe aber in dem Herrn Jesus,
but I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For all seek their own, not the things of which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character. For all seek their own, not things which are of Christ Jesus. For I have no one, verse 20, no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. How needs the soul to be constituted that I can take care for the things of the others? That soul needs to be freed from all of the self. How can I genuinely take care of what concerns you when I'm so full of myself, in order to genuinely care for the concerns of others? I need to throw my own things on him. Then I have capacity to bring the concerns of the brothers and sisters to the Lord.
Und das hat auch mit dem Wort zu tun. Und diesen Vers, den wollte ich auch noch erwähnen, in Jakobus.
In James 1, verse 21.
Darum nehmt das eingepflanzte Wort,
therefore putting away,
das eure Seelen zu retten vermag,
all filthiness,
alle Unsauberkeit ab,
and abundance of malice, receive in meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
von zentraler Bedeutung.
So on the way of our salvation, the word is of central meaning. The Spirit can save our soul.
And
that is very much connected to the indwelling word.
So recht für das eure Sorgen wird. Das ist doch wunderbar. Solch eine, das haben wir doch auch als in unserem Herzen, dass wir füreinander gleiche Sorge tragen können.
It is in our heart.
Und mir kam eine Begebenheit, wo dieser Ausdruck zweimal erwähnt wird in den Evangelien, und zwar in Lukas Evangelium,
in the Gospel of Luke,
Kapitel 12, die Verse,
Chapter 12,
Lukas 10,
no, Luke 10,
die Verse,
verses
33 bis
33 to 35.
It says,
but a certain
Samaritan, hier vorne mal
perhaps aufstehen, the two first front rows can read the verses. Hier, Lukas 12,
Amen. Wunderbar. So, da war ein Mensch, eine Frau, ein Mann, jung,
so there was a man
von Jerusalem nach Jericho hinabgegangen,
who went from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was among the robbers. And they stripped him, and they beat him, and he was lying there.
Der Feind kommt nur zu rauben, zu stehlen und zu verderben.
The enemy just comes to rob and to steal.
Dass wir Leben haben und es überfließend haben sollen.
The Lord comes that we have life and have it abundantly.
Und da stecken auch wir mit drin. So ist auch ein Stück weit meine Geschichte.
Ist also
Geschichte, die wir den Herrn aufgenommen haben.
My story.
Irgendwo waren wir doch elend.
We were somewhere. We were miserable. Inwardly we were seeking. We were hopeless.
Zerschunden vielleicht schon.
We were probably even wounded. Through many sins were beaten and enslaved.
Dann kam der Herr.
And then the Lord came.
Ich muss sagen, ich war froh, dass der Herr auch durch Dörfer geht.
I'm glad that the Lord went also through the villages. I grew up in a village with 1500 citizens only. The Lord comes and he has a way to speak, to let you hear the gospel, something you could not even dream of, becomes true. The Lord speaks to me. So one night I went for a walk. The Lord worked so much in my life for one or 2 years before I received the Lord. The Lord had arranged situations. And one night I knew, now I have to cooperate. I know that the Lord has died for me and I need a new life. I want to have a new life.
Das habe ich dem Herrn dann gesagt.
And I told,
danke, dass du für mich gestorben bist.
I told this to the Lord.
Danke,
I said, thank you, Lord, that you died for me. Thank you, in you I have a new life.
Und sofort habe ich gemerkt,
and immediately I noticed the Lord has forgiven me.
Hat mir alle meine Schuld vergeben.
He forgave me all my guilt.
Auch meine Schuld zu begleichen.
And I started to confess my guilt. Confess to my parents and to my brothers and sisters.
Dann auch gesehen, ich habe
then I saw,
Gottes in mir.
I have the life of God in me. I have the Spirit of God living in me.
Ich konnte noch nicht viel sagen, aber
I couldn't say
Gott
much yet, but I knew God lives in me.
So eine Zuversicht.
I had such confidence.
Und wie wir gehört haben, das ist noch nicht das Ziel des Evangeliums.
As we've heard, this is not the goal of the gospel.
Es gibt auch, wohin bringt er diesen Menschen?
There's also the question, where does this Good Samaritan bring this wounded person? He doesn't bring him to heaven immediately,
sondern in eine Herberge.
But into
der Herr hat uns in eine Herberge gebracht.
He brings him into what's the word?
50 Kilometer entfernt. Und wunderbar. Bei jedem hat der Herr einen anderen Weg gehabt.
He brings him to a place of shelter.
Der Herr ihn getragen hat und ihn in eine Herberge gebracht.
In Karlsruhe there was such a place of shelter.
Und was hat er, wie geht es
into
weiter?
An inn, that's the word, yes.
Und er trug Sorge für ihn.
And he took care of him.
Und wir erfahren sofort in der Gemeinde,
and immediately in the church we do experience the care of the Lord.
Als ich zum ersten Mal in die Versammlung bin,
to me,
gemerkt,
when I come to the meeting,
Herr,
it was not
habe.
Something jetzt foreign to me. It was the same Lord here, the same Lord who's in me, who's taking care of me. And that makes you so certain, I'm in the right place. So I went home after the first meeting, and on the way home I had to stop on a path in the fields. I had to get out and I had to thank the Lord for the inn, for the meeting. And I said, there I want to go.
Und dann geht es weiter und am nächsten Morgen
holte
er zwei Denare heraus, gab sie dem Wirt
und sprach zu ihm,
Sorge für ihn.
He said to the man, to the innkeeper, he said, take care of him. He gave to the innkeeper two denarii. So, brothers and sisters saved in spirit, and I received the same supply and care from them. Something was said, and I was new.
Es war genau in die Situation hineingesprochen.
And it was spoken exactly into my situation.
Wort, dem konnte ich was
it
ändern.
Was a word that I could receive.
Und gedacht, der Herr spricht zu mir persönlich.
And I thought, the Lord is speaking to me personally. How do the brothers and sisters who share what my situation is like?
Wo ich noch Buße tun muss.
And where I still need to repent, and how I can touch the Lord, and how easy it is to call on His name and to eat the Word, and to grow up, to take hold of that Christ personally.
Das ist so kostbar, und deswegen diese Verse in Philipper 2.
And that's precious. So, verses in Philippians 2 say we should work out our own salvation by holding forth the word of life that serves, that helps, that the new ones who come to the church, that they are being supplied in the way as if it's directly from the Lord. So that the Lord can speak through us as the Lord, as the Spirit, can speak through us and can touch the hearts. For such a ministry, I want to allow the Lord to save my soul. We are not able from ourselves, but we are enabled, that we are enabled is from God. He made us ministers of the new, of the Spirit, not of the Spirit, not of letters. And as we receive the care of the Lord in the same way, we can pass it on. The way the Lord revealed himself to us and took care of us, and how brothers and sisters gave themselves not to live themselves, but to serve with Christ, to minister Christ, and to pray, to intercede, to seek the Lord in order to administer, distribute food, food that a taste for the of the Lord is brought to the others, so that we know and taste how good our Lord is. We come to know the Lord's care, and then we minister the saints in the same way. Here the mind of Christ is practical. When we minister Christ, it shows what sort of a heart condition we need to have. And it says here, the Lord has lowered himself. If I stand up on a very high position, it's difficult to carry someone. But if I lower myself and I bend down, and then I can support much better, then I can carry that burden much better. And the Lord has bore all our burdens.
Amen. In Markus 10,
it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 43 to 45.
Könnt ihr noch mal aufstehen?
Can you please stand up? Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of you. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Such a mind is necessary to serve each other, serve others.
Einer den anderen höher als sich selbst.
Each one consider
achte einer den anderen höher.
One the other higher than himself. Everyone should not just look at his own things, but also at the affairs of others. If the Lord can renew our mind, and if he can saturate ourselves with himself, then we will learn to more and more to walk by the Spirit. That will strengthen our walk in Spirit. And also to serve in life, to serve with words of life. Not according to a scheme. It's not that, when you come to the church, you have to know this book and this book and that verse you have to know. And then you should learn all these verses. No, we serve each other and we take heed of the Spirit. And the Spirit teaches us all things. The anointing leads us in all things.
Und es ist so kostbar, durch den Geist geleitet zu sein, als ein Sohn Gottes, auch im Umgang miteinander, in unserem Sprechen miteinander,
in our speaking,
übereinander.
And when you speak,
es soll alles
of each other, and
Leib aufgebaut
wird. In our speaking, it, let it all be so that the body is being built up, that the Lord may be glorified, that we should be something to the praise of His glory. I want to give you two examples from the Bible. There was Moses. He had to lead a people, a whole people. What was his mystery, his secret to lead them rightly?
In 4. Mose 7,
in Deuteronomy, or was it Numbers, I missed the chapter.
Ich lese aus der Luther. Und als Mose in die Stiftshütte ging, um mit ihm zu reden.
So when Moses went into the tabernacle,
von dem Gnadenthron, der auf der Lade mit dem Gesetz war, zwischen den beiden Cherubim, und er redete zu ihm.
It is about the Cherubim.
Also Mose hatte so viele Probleme mit dem Volk.
Moses had so many problems with the people.
Aber er war immer treu,
but he was always faithful to come to the Lord.
Und dann auf einmal sprach der Herr zu ihm.
And then the Lord spoke
to
him.
Und die Worte, die der Herr gesprochen hat, die hat er dem Volk weitergegeben.
So he went to the Lord, and the words which the Lord spoke to him, he passed it on among to the people, and that saved the people out of many difficult situations.
Das Wort des Herrn, das wir empfangen, ist so kostbar.
So the word which we receive is so precious. And we should have that habit to come to the Lord and say, Lord, speak to me. Not only because of for my need, but also for the speak to me about what the new ones especially need. Lord, speak to me and let me be a faithful innkeeper, a faithful landlord, and a faithful steward who gives the right time at the appointed time. That's not out of our clever mind. I do not know what is in the heart of the others. I do not know which type of lack should now be filled by your word. Only the Spirit knows, and he lives in me, he lives in the brother, and we can serve with that. Philippians 2, it says in the end, Paul mentions a brother, Epaphroditus,
and he heißt übersetzt,
that means
liebevoll, lieblich,
lovable,
erinnert uns ans Evangelium,
lovely.
Gute Nachricht.
That reminds us of the gospel, of good news.
Und dieser Epaphroditus,
in this Epaphroditus,
beschreibt Paulus etwas, nämlich in Kapitel 2,
in chapter 2 of Philippians.
Doch hielt ich es für notwendig, Vers 25,
Vers 25
zu euch zu senden,
it says, yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, fellow soldier, but your messenger, and the one who ministered to my need. So he was a priestly minister, and that's what we are. What does a priest do? He goes into the Lord's presence. He He enters the Holy of Holies to have fellowship with the Lord.
He
wants to put on the heart of Christ. The Lord's mind we get in His presence. There He transforms us. When we come to Him, spend time before in His presence, in His countenance, let His face shine upon us, with our hearts turned to Him, in order to get transformed through His Spirit and Word in us, and also through the fellowship with one another. So that brother, he spent a lot of time in the Holy of Holies, and it says in verse 26, because he longed for all of you, and he was, since he was longing for you all, verse 26, how does that happen? That happens in the Lord's presence. The Lord is such a high priest that He intercedes for all the saints, He takes care of every single one, and He dispenses Himself as Spirit day by day. And He wants to see in us that the Lord's ministry. If we intercede for the saints, that works salvation in us. To intercede works salvation. Sometimes I say, oh, I don't want to pray that. I've prayed 100 times for it. Sometimes after prayer meeting, next morning, the Lord reminds me, look at whom, for whom was prayed. Do that in your prayer as well. Then the prayer meeting becomes more interesting. If I take time for the intercession and ask the Lord specifically, Lord, what do you want me to intercede for? Then the Lord will give you more burdens. And He will show us for whom we should pray and intercede.